Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, June 5th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that U.S. regulators are preparing to force large banks to shore up the capital buffer that lenders are required to have for absorbing potential losses. The moves could boost the bank's capital requirements by roughly 20% on average. The industry says that more stringent requirements aren't needed, and that they could force more banks to merge to stay competitive and make it harder for Americans to get loans from banks. Oil prices rallied a day after Saudi Arabia said it would cut production by 1 million barrels a day for July as part of a deal between OPEC and its allies. The kingdom said this output reduction is on top of previously announced production curbs, which would be extended until the end of next year. It follows a standoff between Saudi Arabia and major oil producers in Africa who threatened to leave the meeting after being asked to field bigger production cuts. And settlement talks in a landmark legal battle over so-called forever chemicals involving 3M and the city of Stuart, Florida, have led both sides to seek a delay to today's trial. A potential settlement would likely cover claims by hundreds of other cities that, like Stuart, allege that 3M for years supplied firefighting foam it knew would eventually taint groundwater. The company has said that the chemicals haven't been shown to cause health problems at the levels being discovered in drinking water. Asian stock markets ended the day mostly higher, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered ahead of the release of data on factory orders due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.